Well, good morning. Welcome to Start Stop from St. Stephen Walbrook, where we start the day by stopping to reflect for 10 minutes or so. Do come and go as your schedule dictates, and don't be alarmed if other people around you do likewise. This week, we consider two very different anniversaries, often presented as pivotal moments in history that brought about an immediate transformation that changed the world. In both cases, beneath the bright lights and pizzazz, we also find an alternative, but no less real, story. One of slow and steady progress towards lasting change. Our Bible reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 11. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. You have heard, no doubt, of my earlier life in Judaism. I was violently persecuting the Church of God and was trying to destroy it. I advanced in Judaism beyond many of among my people of the same age, for I was far more zealous for the traditions of my ancestors. But when God, who had set me apart before I was born and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me, so that I might proclaim him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were already apostles before me, but I went away at once into Arabia, and afterwards I returned to Damascus. This week in 1984, during the American Super Bowl, Apple unveiled its first personal computer to the world in an advert filmed partly just up the road in Hyde Park. Rows of men dressed in grey were seen marching through a tunnel into a darkened room to sit in front of a huge screen where a computerised face barks orders. A female athlete bursts onto the scene in glorious technicolour and runs towards the camera. She stops and throws a sledgehammer, shattering the screen into smithereens. A deep voice declares, "On January the 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh, and you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984. The advert was a creative success. Its director, Ridley Scott, went on to direct blockbuster movies. The intuitive operating system of the Apple Mac, with its point-and-click graphics, revolutionised not only the personal computing industry, but our relationship with all technology. From the phones in our pocket to my washing machine, just about everything we use today has a graphical interface. The new product forced IBM, represented by the menacing Orwellian computer in the advert, into some rapid product engineering of their own. But unlike the story portrayed on the small screen, the Apple Mac was not an immediate smash hit. Prohibitively expensive and with limited capabilities, the original model went through a number of iterations over several years. The technology we carry in our pocket is amazing, but it didn't just appear overnight. As Jeff Raskin, credited with inventing the Mac, and former Apple CEO Steve Jobs explained later, behind the bright lights and pizzazz of Ridley Scott's masterpiece, there was another story. One of decades of painstaking progress by hard-working engineers. In the church, January the 25th marks the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, an event described three times in the Acts of the Apostles. In the most familiar account, we learn how Paul encountered a blinding light followed by the sound of a voice from heaven that interrupted his journey to Damascus, where he planned to continue persecuting the followers of Jesus. Paul's encounter with God is followed by his healing and baptism by Ananias and a vision of the risen Christ himself, who commissions Paul as an apostle to the Gentiles. A road to Damascus experience has since become shorthand for a radical and immediate about turn in the way we live our lives. But when Paul describes the event in his own words, as in the example we've heard earlier from his letter to the church in Galatia, his language is noticeably less Hollywood. He doesn't use the word conversion, nor the road to Damascus. After his experience, he explains, he spoke to no one. Should we be concerned by the apparent discrepancy between these two accounts? When I recall meeting people who've been through life-changing experiences, such as severe trauma or illness, often the way they describe the event seems extremely modest. They might explain its magnitude in terms of the lasting consequences, highlighting perhaps a greater appreciation of the smaller things in life, a change in attitude or perspective. It's when others tell their story on their behalf that it's made to sound rather more dramatic. Perhaps this might help to explain the difference in the accounts of Paul's conversion. Paul's experience didn't turn him into a Christian overnight. He didn't abandon his Jewish teaching or fundamental beliefs in God who created the world, or in the teachings of the prophets, or the covenant God had made with his people. His encounter with the risen Christ caused him, though, to reassess his response to three important questions. Who am I? Who is Jesus Christ? And how does Jesus Christ transform who I am? Questions, as his surviving letters reveal, that he continued to ask himself and others for the rest of his life. So this week, as we celebrate the conversion of Paul and give thanks for the amazing transformations that have brought so much good to the world, let us also praise those slowly ascending the cliff faces of these profound step changes. May we have the patience and courage to trust in the slow work of God, as he transforms each of us at his own speed. As we pray, the response to each petition in this short litany is, "Transform us, Lord." That we may accept the truth that everything that has being wants to become. Transform us, Lord. That we may be truly thankful for the growth that brings such fruitfulness to the world and those who facilitate it. Transform us, Lord. That we may be granted patience and courage when the speed of progress is not as fast as we had hoped. Transform us, Lord. That in celebrating the pinnacle of our achievement, we do not forget to give thanks for all that supports us below. Transform us, Lord. That we may have the strength to endure instability and uncertainty in the process of change. Transform us, Lord. That we may learn to accept that we are incomplete until our hearts rest in you. Transform us, Lord. That we may come to trust in the slow work of God. Transform us, Lord. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and wisdom to know the difference. Amen.